Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Iris Bunchef.
Collecting nuggets today.
Oh, this is a nugget day. And we're here with Jean Stone, who's a certified SMP educator. And you were going to go into the process of getting the new cards, how they're being distributed. But before you do that, I just wanted to follow up one question that Iris brought up. Iris calls to make a complaint or question a bill. And she doesn't get a call back.
Right.
Okay. But that was not a good charge. And it came from Dr. Smith. 6 months later, if that's affecting Iris, has that been recorded that Iris can turn around and say, 6 months ago, I questioned it, so I shouldn't be penalized. Nobody got back to me, but I brought it to your attention.
Okay. There is a separate process for appealing a claim. If you think that you've been charged for a service that you didn't receive or you didn't think was medically necessary and you want to contest that, the claim form, the Medicare summary notice, comes out and it tells you that you have a certain period of time in which to formally appeal. And they will give you the address to send your appeal.
Yes. Okay.
Right. So you've got to do that. The complaint is a separate process.
Okay, but then she's got her own record.
Wait. Nobody has come back to tell me that was a false charge on me.
Right, it's a test you don't remember having.
So appeal it.
Okay.
Go
this
back
way,
and
then
appeal
you're covered.
It. Right.
After I have called the doctor who initiated whatever I thought was going on to make sure that this was not. I didn't say that right. You repeat what you said, because what you said was much more concise.
If you get a bill for a service that you did not receive, or it's for a service that's a different service than what you thought you received, you know, more complex and more expensive, just different, contest it. Go to the provider, but also appeal it through the formal process that will come with your notice of the claim. There's a time frame associated with it, so, you know, mail it in, meet that time deadline, okay? And then you're protected. And then it can move up the line. If they do the first level of appeal and they do not find in your favor, either wholly or in part, then you can appeal to the next level.
But you probably don't have to go that far if there's some sort of fraud involved.
Correct.
Right. Hopefully you're right. It'll
correct. Or just a misunderstanding or a misbilling, because we're going to talk a little bit, too, about fraud. Before we get there, I have one point I do want to make to finish up on the new Medicare cards. And it's just that, you know, no one from Medicare calls. And we've got scammers out there right now who know their new cards coming out. And they're calling people saying, you know, they're not even mailing the cards in New York till August. Did you get your new Medicare card? No. Are you sure? Yes. Well, let me check. Oh, it says here that we mailed it a month ago. But then we need to send, it must have been lost in the mail. What's your old number so I can look it up?
Or even what is your name? They don't even know your name because this is a revolving call. They just call one after the other. I received a call that didn't ask me about the card because I didn't let it go that far. And this is a very important call from Medicare, knowing Medicare does not call you.
Exactly.
I said, what's my name? Hung up.
Perfect.
Right.
Perfect. Medicare will not call you about the new Medicare cards. You don't need to do anything as long as your address on record with Social Security is up to date. We started to talk about that before the break because, you know, people used to make sure that Social Security had their address because they were getting their checks in the mail. Now that almost everything is done electronic fund transfer directly from Social Security into banks, people may have moved. They moved in with relatives, or they've just totally moved out of state.
Right.
They didn't tell Social Security. Well, CMS uses Social Security's addresses. So what I'm saying is, please check with Social Security to make sure that the address on record is up to date. And Social Security's number is 1-800-772-1213. Or you can go to ssa.gov.
Okay. That's a very important thing.
Yep.
Anybody listening to the program today, just call the number and confirm your address with them, because it's just going to put out. People say, what you're saying, you may have moved, you may be with your daughter, you might be using that address. Over 20 years, things happen.
Right. And
just confirm it's the same one.
Scams and identity theft schemes evolve.
Right.
When people used to get their checks, everybody knew what day the checks were coming. They'd go to the mailboxes and steal the checks. Or you'd interfere and intercept them before they even got to the mailbox. Well, now everything's online. So all the scammers are taking advantage of the mailings because there are going to be a lot of, if they're wrong addresses, they're going to be some...
Floating around.
They're going to be, returned. They're supposed to be returned. The new cards that are mailed that are not getting where they're supposed to be. And so that's got information on it that's usable and can be misused.
I'm just thinking of something. If someone passed away, this is... Well, you need to inform, of course, Social Security for
Correct.
That purpose. But... Will those cards still be going out? There are mistakes. It's something to think about. If someone has passed away, maybe you should make a double cover call to make sure.
They can't call. They've already passed away, Iris.
No. Obvious. No. If there's a family member.
No, I
not a nugget.
And CMS checks Social Security for eligibility, because if someone stops paying their premiums,
right.
They're newly eligible for something else, that's checked on a regular basis. So if someone is deceased, even if it's retroactive, someone died 6 months ago, but they just told Social Security, then Medicare gets that in the system and goes back to see if anything was billed in that six-month period.
They take everything back.
Okay? Yeah,
they take the Social Security back for the 6 months, too.
Exactly. Exactly. So... One of the things that's out there that continues to be a way of getting Medicare numbers are the durable medical equipment, prosthetics, orthotics, and supplies. We call them DME. Those are things like walkers, wheelchairs, back braces,
diabetic
supplies,
yes,
and equipment,
yes.
Glucometers and things. And so what we're seeing are, because that's a way of getting your Medicare numbers, durable medical equipment suppliers don't have to be licensed medical professionals. They're just businesses, so they don't have a license to lose. So we sometimes see a lot of fraud associated with some unscrupulous suppliers. So the free offers are always a red flag, because under Medicare, nothing is free unless there's a specific congressional exception.
Okay.
For things like screening, pap smears, there's no copay. But on durable medical equipment, there's a 20% copay. And you've got your deductible to meet. So if someone says something's free, even if they're going to bill Medicare, it's not free because the program's getting billed. If they say it's
low cost.
See, that's
good because I wouldn't have known that, but that's something that people don't know.
Yes,
so if you think it's free,
And if it's free, they don't need your Medicare number. That's what we always tell people. If it's free, they don't need your number. Don't give it to them.
Right.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. What do you need my number for? You're not getting paid by Medicare.
That's right. They're not billing anybody.
Interesting.
And if they say billing Medicare, it's like, well, then it's not free. And then they've got your number, not just for that, but for something else.
Right.
Improper marketing. Suppliers cannot contact you without your written permission unless they're already supplying you with equipment. You're not already their customer. So how do they get you to be their customer? They do unsolicited postcards. They'll do an ad on TV with a phone number. If you call back or you respond to a postcard, then it's not an unsolicited
contact. Right. Oh, I know that.
Contact.
Right.
So they're going to come out and contact you. We have billing scams, billing for equipment that was never provided, or billing for a higher level, like providing a scooter, but billing, a $2,000 scooter and billing for a $6,000 electric wheelchair. And then facility scams, because durable medical equipment suppliers are supposed to have a physical facility that's open at least 30 hours a week so that people can come in, and get fitted for things or pick up their equipment or return equipment. And so if you have some place that can't provide a physical address, it's most likely a scam. And if you suspect problem, call 1-800-MEDICARE, which is 1-800-633-4273. And complain.
Just want to throw in here, if you're driving, you don't have a pen on you right now, you call 311, and the numbers that Gene is giving out will be recorded there, and they will pass them on to you. So, and it's very important, even if you don't understand 100% what Gene's talking about, it makes sense to follow up on these things, because this is the kind of stuff that it's going to come back and bite you. And it's a shame because you're talking, I'm saying, all the expertise that's out here and all the real good help that's here for seniors, but you have to have that small percentage of the population that has to go after you to take advantage.
Because really that's where the money is.
That's where the money is.
Because 100%. That's where the money is. Healthcare is only second to defense right now in domestic spending, and it's huge. And people are paying premiums for their Medicare coverage and their coinsurance, their deductibles, and their supplemental insurers, their insurance. So it's we look at the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars that are that's going out there, and tax dollars. So the scams are where the money is. Durable medical equipment, they're doing a lot of advertising, random robocalls. If you need medical equipment.
Pink postcards, as I've shown you.
Yes, neck braces and back braces. You know, Medicare will pay, but go see your doctor because durable medical equipment is supposed to be part of a plan of care. It's not a one standalone thing.
Right.
Like if you need a wheelchair, well, you need it for a medical condition and you might need physical therapy and you might need, you know, other surgery. You might need some other things. The same thing with a knee brace and a back brace. It might be the worst thing for your joint to immobilize it.
Right.
You might need to move. You might need a physical therapist. You might need some other medical service. So go see your doctor. And if your doctor thinks you need something, your doctor can order it for you. And
don't you require prescription for all of these things?
That's why the doctor has to order it. So if you're just responding to a phone call, if they provide an ordering doctor for you, it's somebody who doesn't know you, never met you. Talking to a doctor you've never met over the telephone, you don't even know that it's a physician or not. You don't know who that person is. Why would you give your medical information out to that person? Because if you need it, Medicare will pay for it. But go to your doctor. Go to your healthcare professional who knows you, who can do it part of a plan of care, who also knows what else is going on with you and the rest of your medical history so that there's nothing that's counterproductive that's going to hurt you, that's going to come back and bite you. And you may, if you need a back brace or a knee brace because you have pain, maybe it's arthritis and there's something that could be done for it. Maybe it's a strain. Maybe it's, you know, it's like somebody who's just responding to a postcard or an ad on TV or a robocall does not have your best medical interests
at heart.
They are businessmen making money. Take care of yourself. Protect yourself.
And this is honestly, you're wonderful, Gene. Honestly, this was a wonderful conversation because I'm involved in it. And Iris, we've had people on the program, but you're bringing it home so nice and clear that we have to be our own advocates and you have to protect yourself. And I hate to say it because not everybody's a thief, but you just have to be, you have to question. I don't have to assume you're trying to take advantage of me. But just be a little bit more conservative.
The most important thing on the telephone is to listen for one moment and hang up the next.
Right.
Because if it's really a serious call that is relevant
right.
to you, you will be called back.
Right.
These people that you hang up on, they don't call you back.
Absolutely.
They move on to the next.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. Gene, I want to thank you so much for participating today.
Thank you.
And we're going to have you on again. This was wonderful. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.